This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at the Salem Media Group stations that we're on here in Tampa, Florida, and we are a nationally syndicated show, heard live right now from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. live. We're heard on the Genesis Communications Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're also broadcasting around the world where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And stay warm up there in those northern states. Stay warm. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance janitorial workers, the security folks, as well as the construction workers, too, to the waitresses in the truck stops keeping that coffee coming, as well as the convenience store clerks, thank you for what you do. Do not forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo link that's there to register for a free gun a day giveaway and also to find out what a USCCA membership can mean for you. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Good morning.
It's been a busy day yesterday. Besides all the stuff going on in Venezuela, Mitch McConnell was mentioned a couple different times. He wants to keep the troops in Syria and Afghanistan longer than what we know is going to take place there, or maybe it's not.
Well, you know, any place that we have ever gone, well, I shouldn't say any, but most of the battlefields where we have been and there has been some form of victory, we always do what they name as leave behind forces, because you've got to ensure some kind of stability. You've got to make sure that, you know, the leave behind kind of clean up the mess. And I think that is part and parcel of what Mitch McConnell is referring to. So I don't disagree with him. I mean, look, we left nobody behind in Iraq in 2010,
yeah,
right?
We had to go back.
Right. So I rest my case.
Yeah, and by the way, we still aren't sure what's going to happen in Afghanistan because Mr. Eric Prince
we
is still...
We got a very, very, very long way to go in Afghanistan. I mean, it is being sold that the Taliban has agreed to some kind of framework and this and that and this and that. Well, they may have, but... What's at issue here is, will it be done? And at what point, you know, they want the United States and any other country's forces out of Afghanistan. Okay, well, we're not going to leave there until this is done. So, this is being sold to us like we've achieved some kind of huge breakthrough. I would challenge that here at some point.
I'm still hearing Eric Prince's name mentioned.
Okay.
Don't know what's going to happen. Don't know how, you know, how that's progressing, but we may hear about him with some of his private security there doing something in some manner. We just don't know what.
We might.
Mm-hmm.
We might.
Now, in Iraq, the Iraqi militia leader, one of the big, powerful ones, Muqtada al-Sadr, who also happens to have a voice in government, very strong one, has said that he expects a vote in the coming months by Iraq's parliament calling for the full withdrawal of U.S. troops there. Is that going to happen?
Well, I mean, he might, but that doesn't mean that he would necessarily take the majority, get the majority vote out of their government. So, I mean, he's just one portion. You know, it's kind of like Ocasio-Cortez putting a vote out there when everybody agree with it. No.
Well, she's out there trying to raise money for Democratic candidates that are like-minded with her.
I would say that she needs to kind of get busy and understand the machinery of legislation.
Now, here's an idea whose time has come. And before we get into talking about opioids, the Pentagon is developing a plan to scrutinize prospective recruits with foreign ties after a related effort targeting thousands of green card holders was blocked by a U.S. judge last year. Apparently, they're going to try to do that again and bring in a number of people that are here in the U.S. legally and offer them a chance to be in the military.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that one. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's a gesture. I don't know that it's really going to go anywhere.
Well, maybe our friend Sam could go back in and be one of the battalion commanders or something.
They won't take him.
Hmm.
He tried to re-enlist, and they won't take him because his family is still in Iraq.
Well.
They won't give him clearance.
Well, I guess he's got to get the family over here somehow.
No.
Don't they want to come? Don't they want to come?
No. No. He gave up. He's moved on.
Okay. Where did he go, by the way?
He's working for an IT company and doing exceptionally well. In fact, I think he was employee of the month last month.
Okay, very good. Now, 300% jump in women dying from opioids. That's unbelievable. Middle-aged women.
We had a lot of hearings. We have a lot of talking past each other on the matter of opioids. But we're not solving the issue. We have opioids coming across the southern border, and we have opioids coming from China. Where do you go, you know?
Which ones are the cheapest?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, you ever heard of FaceTime? Well, FaceTime is in trouble. The Apple application can actually steal stuff from you, and you don't even know it. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. We appreciate you very much. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, for a limited time, you can go over to my website. There is a logo link there for the USCCA. And if you take advantage of clicking on that link, you've got a gun a day giveaway. But you've also got an opportunity to get $474 worth of free stuff if you were to join and become a member. So check it out while you're over there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway and take advantage of what's there, because that may go away soon, I've been told. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking off air about the fact that you've got FaceTime, right?
Yep.
I'm just going to read what this says, and you can tell us what you know. It might be a good idea to, and this is from, by the way, this is from Apple. It might be a good idea for everyone to shut off their FaceTime application, at least temporarily. A bug in your Apple application gives callers access to your microphone, even if you don't pick up. And here's how to disable the video call platform for now, and then it gives the information or the link to go to. So you told me what about this?
Apple obviously is quite aware of it, and they have pledged to plug that hole by Friday.
Okay, well, that's very good news for the people that have it. And FaceTime is just something where you, do videos?
Well, what it is that you can talk to somebody using your cell phone in a video form.
Why not just talk to them on the phone?
Because if you want to show them where you are, or if you want to, you know, have the phone in your hand and you want to share something with them so they can see something live, that's why you have FaceTime.
Okay, I'll just take your word for it. Now, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, has disputed President Trump's claim that North Korea would willingly give up their nukes.
Correct. It was quite the hearing yesterday. I listened to virtually every bit of it. You had ODNI there. You had Geospatial there. You had CIA there. You had FBI there. You had NSA there. And the sad part about the hearing yesterday, which was in the declassified setting, the rest of the hearing was took place in the afternoon in a classified setting. But it was said that clearly Islamic State has not been defeated.
Nope.
That was one item. Another one was that North Korea is not going to give up their nuclear weapons. And China is by far the single worst counterintelligence, counter-espionage threat against the United States.
Okay.
FBI Director Wray said that he's virtually got investigations going on with China's espionage, economic espionage, in all 57 field offices.
Mm-hmm.
So you can about imagine what it is necessarily like in the trade discussions that the United States is having with China.
Now, have you been following the trial of El Chapo?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, well, yesterday they had a whole bunch of YouTube videos that had been put together that were videos that we had made and some that he had made talking about his exploits like as if it was this big deal. And it's kind of funny that this guy, being the big bad guy that he was making YouTube videos of his own exploits. He must have felt pretty doggone comfortable with what he was doing.
He did. I mean, he's got the protection of everybody, including the Mexican government at the time.
And how about the U.S.?
How about him?
Think he bought some people off here?
I thought that
for a while.
I think maybe some of the police officers in certain places, like Chicago, may have necessarily been bought off from a trafficking standpoint, but most of those that were bought off were the Mexican government and Mexican military.
Okay, and I hate to hear that because it's just...
Well, I mean, it's common.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... And the one that is the most concerning was President Nieto, who was the previous president.
Yeah, $100 million?
Yep.
Well, nice work if you can get it. And he's still around, right?
Well, he's no longer president.
No, but he's got the money and went somewhere.
Well, he went someplace in retirement.
Okay. Now let's talk about Pakistan, because there was a case in Pakistan, and this was the final, and I don't understand why they have the court the way they do, but apparently they had to do the appeal thing through all of the appeals courts they had there for a Christian woman to be acquitted from a murder charge, because she was charged with black blasphemy and was sentenced to death. Now, her name, and I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to try to say it right, Aisha Bibi. And she's mm-hmm. been ordered to leave the country in a move that dealt the blow to the radical Islamics who had demanded her execution. She apparently yesterday won her final acquittal in Pakistan's top court. So she, if she hasn't already left Pakistan, she's in the process of figuring out how to get out of Dodge.
Correct.
So they have a totally different way of doing things there.
Well, I always have. I mean, you've got Islamic courts, so they clearly don't operate the way the United States does. And we should never have that expectation that they do. You can go all the way back to the case of, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. He was a contractor for the CIA, Ray Davis. Remember that he, was working in Pakistan, and apparently he was part of some kind of he was a victim of some kind of armed robbery. He shot the two guys on the motorcycle. There was a big, huge deal. This is when Hillary was still Secretary of State. what ended up happening is that you have to pay off the family and pay all kinds of people, and ended up, I think, that the Saudis actually paid the ransom as a favor to the United States to get Ray Davis back out of there again. But that's, you know, that's, you just pay somebody and, you know, whoever you can, and, you know, lots of them, and you just generally can be not necessarily declared innocent. You just pay us off and we'll let you go.
Okay, now Elizabeth Warren came out and said something yesterday about the Redskins owner and that he should have to pay an ultra-millionaire tax because of the keeping the name the Redskins.
I don't know that it was because of keeping the name Redskins, but Elizabeth Warren doesn't like the fact that he's got some big, huge mega yacht with an IMAX theater in it and all these other kinds of things, and she is attacking his wealth and his exploitation of his own wealth. So she wants to, you know, she along with several others want to tax that kind of ultra-rich in the United States, like up to 90%. So what the Democrats are doing, and I think it just needs to be put in context, is if you are successful and your success has led to major wealth, uber wealth, then shame on you. We don't like your success and we don't like your wealth, so we need to tax you, and your tax dollars should go, you know, help out somebody else. Well, that's socialism.
How about Congresswoman Tlaib? No, is she the one out of Dearborn?
Yes.
Quote, we have to fight against transphobia, homophobia, racism, anti-blackness, Islamophobia, xenophobia, anti-Semitism, sexism, you name it. Kind of tried to cover all the bases there.
Yeah, well, I think she's the one that is or was a member of a anti-Holocaust.
That was her.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
She's a Holocaust denier.
And just to prove what we talked about, Mick Mulvaney said that many Democrats have been coming to him saying that they're ready to agree with President Trump on the necessity for a barrier, but they just don't. And by the way, we are not looking for 2,000 miles of barrier. We're not even looking for 1,000 miles of barrier. We're looking for about 252 miles of it to begin with no more than 700, period. And that's fixing up what's there.
No argument from me.
All right. We'll let you go. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Here comes the music in my ear, so you have a great day and stay warm.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And she's up on top of the Mount Tarpon Springs area. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's so cold.
It's cold, all right. Wicked winter weather hitting Wisconsin. The high Wednesday, minus 11 degrees. The low, minus 29. And USA Radio's Alicia Cowan says the wind chill factor will be worse, much worse.
So we're supposed to have up to negative 50 below wind chills. And with the wind chills,
our boiler is really going to be working hard.
The governor issuing a state of emergency.
The governor of Wisconsin has actually issued a state of emergency. I believe this might even be the record cold. All schools are closed. Most businesses are closed.
Turning now to politics, after President Trump delivers the State of the Union Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because I'll tell you all about in a second, right after the National Aviation folks get done, what they're all about, and here you go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls, too. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, don't just quit your job. Check out the National Aviation Academy by going to naa.edu. Now, I've got an idea for you that's going to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too, because the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, can help you out with the program that they've got to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, in 14 short months, that's 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And I'm telling you, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year the first year is not out of the question. Not out of the question. So what you need to do is check them out online at naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Tell them you want to come take a look at the place. naa.edu. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And you'll find out everything you need to find out. They'll answer every question you got. And again, if you're a veteran, the post 9/11 bill covers all the newer veterans, and your GI bill will take care of the older benefits. You need to find out if you've already gone to school, if you've got any more benefits left on there in the school sense. If not, then you can get a low interest education loan to get, and that's very easy to pay off. You can pay that off with the money you're going to get paid in about a year or so. So there you go. But think about this. An aviation maintenance tech, an in-demand job, no more begging to go to work, no more, oh, you know you can find something better. Nope, this is it. This is the top of the air aviation ladder. So there you go, and good luck to you. Now, the U.S. Army has a spotty history when it comes to large acquisition programs. Now, Senator Mark Esper himself referred to the Future Combat Systems and Comanche helicopter in that context of grand failures. But more than a year into his tenure with the formation of the Futures Command and the launch of 31 new programs, the Army is still on track for a major transformation. And I can't wait to see what the modern Army is going to look like. Now, Navy, at least 3 years ago, senior Navy leaders came to believe that the boots you're wearing might cause you to fall off a ladder, and nobody told you. So, the safety boots may in fact be unsafe, and they are looking at new boots. Some of you may have already bought some, but that's coming soon. Now, the Navy is looking to get rid of the missile defense business, the service's top admiral, and the Pentagon's new missile defense system review might give the service the off-ramp it's been looking for to stop sailing in circles waiting for ground-based missile launches. So that's something that's coming in the works there right now, and we'll check it out and see what's going on. Now, the Air Force, we received news yesterday that an unidentified airman was found dead at Hurlbut Field in Florida on a morning security sweep. Well, don't know what happened there, but we'll certainly let you know when we find out. Now, the home of U.S. forces in Japan has now been transformed into a mini tinsel town because a group of Japanese filmmakers have arrived to shoot a movie featuring American airmen and Air Force helicopters, known as Fukushima 50. All right, see what that's all about. Personally, I think you'd be better off just taking your cell phones, but that's just me. Now, the Coast Guard is finally going to get its back pay after the month-long shutdown. Now, some Coast Guard families began receiving back pay as soon as Monday, while bracing for the possibility that another government shutdown may happen next month on February the 15th and could once again leave them scrambling to cover bills and put food on the table. But Coast Guard members can expect to see their missing paychecks as early as today, according to Admiral Charles W. Ray, the Vice Commandant of the service. And that'll be welcome news. Boy, will it ever be welcome news. If there's anybody I hated to see not get paid during all of this, it was the Coast Guard. They are the ones that can least afford to not get paid on a regular basis. And we need to stop that. All right, national security. What did Bolton's notepad reveal when it talked about, and we saw it in print, the 5,000 troops being sent to Colombia. What is that all about? Any guesses? Well, I'm not sure myself. I'm not sure myself, but sometimes you get to play like a little fox here. Sometimes. And the thing of it is we have to understand that John Bolton is not stupid enough to have a message like that get out. Unless he was trying to send a message to, I don't know, Russia. Because I kind of think that's what he was trying to do. I don't think he was sending anything to Maduro. I think he was sending a message to Russia. But anyway, we'll see what we can do. And just for the heck of it, let's see if I can play this. This is the acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker. Yesterday.
Now, since you have received your briefings, is there anything that you've seen or read that gives you concern about Special Counsel Robert Mueller or his investigation?
You know, I've been fully briefed on the investigation, and, you know, I look forward to Director Mueller delivering the final report, and I really am not going to talk about an open and ongoing investigation otherwise, but, you know, sort of the statements that I made were as a private citizen, only with publicly available information. I am comfortable that the decisions that were made are going to be reviewed, you know, either through the various means we have. But right now, you know, the investigation is, I think, close to being completed, and I hope that we can get the report from Director Mueller as soon as possible.
Now, I think we can all agree that we're getting down towards the nitty-gritty here of this Mueller report. And there certainly is a little bit more information that keeps coming forward. Almost every day we hear a little more of this, a little more of that, a little more of this. I'm not sure that the Mueller team is going to want to leak anything. I think we're going to hear most of what's being said because Mitch McConnell came out and said that they need to make as much of it as they can public. So I think we're going to hear a lot of it made public, so there can't be any speculation or any backyard lawyers going, well, look at this, well, look at that. So think about that. And as we get ready to take a break and get ready to welcome Chris Markowski, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have Senator Elizabeth Warren tell us all about her new wealth tax and how that's going to help pay for all the money and all the stuff that they need to have out there. Unbelievable. All righty. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Chris Markowski.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, buddy. And by the way, there's no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. Just ask about insurance for more than just your car. Because they also will insure things like, oh gosh, your ATV, your motorcycle, your boat, your RV, and they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local GEICO insurance agent. So, GEICO, who's been saving money for, I don't know, 75 years for folks because they've been in business that long, they are the second largest personal auto insurance in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including yours truly. Check them out online by going to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Marchese, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm bad. I'm not bad. Now, listen, the big news right now is still Venezuela. I'm telling you, we're sitting here, and yesterday we saw $7 billion get released by the State Department to Mr. Guaido's government, which is now the recognized government by the United States and many other countries around the world, including all 14 of the OAS members. So what's going to happen there, Chris? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I guess Maduro is looking for talks with the opposition group right now. I know that there's been increasing violence in some of the Venezuelan slums because some of the protests that have been taking place there. I don't know. I just think that it'd be wise for us to stay out of and stop meddling in other nations' affairs. We want to, you know, try to utilize the, you know, sanctions, various different methods. I don't know whether or not they're going to work. You got to understand that the people that are going to be obviously feeling it the most are going to be the people who are not going to be able to. I mean, they already have, you know, lack of supplies, food, medicine, you name it. And this is just going to kind of exacerbate that problem. We all want to see Maduro go, but we've got to understand that these changes in countries have to be done from within. You know, after the fact, if, you know, there's fingerprints of us being involved, it often does not look good. I know that the Russians have just taken the Venezuelan gold. They threw in a Russian Boeing 777, is in there to fly. I forget how many tons of gold that they're taking out of the country. I'm sure Maduro's going to hide somewhere. So I don't know what's going to happen next. I just think that, it's going to be better for the people in Venezuela. They made their bet. They decided on Chavez. Chavez came to power, and they voted for him into power, which then led to Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
This is their bet. They have to lie in it. And if they want to change it, they're going to have to change it, not us.
Yeah, right. And we'll see what happens. But do you think that little mistake that Bolton made with the 5,000 troops to Colombia was a mistake, or was he sending somebody like, I don't know, Russia a message?
I don't know if that was, you know, the response from the White House is that, well, we, you know, all options are on the table, we're writing things on. The Colombian government said that they knew nothing about it. For crying out loud, stop sending troops. Okay, we can't defend our own border, for crying out loud. Now we're going to send troops into Venezuela. Yesterday, you had hundreds more migrants sneaking into the country. Now they're going into harder to police places in Mexico. We cannot control our own border. And Donald Trump promised us he was going to do that. Yet we're going to, you know, send troops into Venezuela. It's absurd.
Yeah. And, folks, I am speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, you know, when you talk about finances and you talk about this country, everything is just on such a tinderbox. The Democrats are going to allow the State of the Union speech. Nancy Pelosi says, okay, we've agreed to February the 5th. And then we hear yesterday that, what's her name, Stacey Abrams, the defeated gubernatorial candidate in Georgia, is going to deliver the Democratic response to the message given by Donald Trump. I don't know, it's squirrely. I would have thought she would have been the last one to deliver a message.
No, I mean, it's for Pelosi, it was kind of a smart move because, again, she's not an elected official, and trying to bring her back into the fray. You can try to play the victim because she's been trying to play the victim that in Georgia, saying that you know, she lost due to some sort of nefarious means or the suppressed votes. So, you know, Pelosi obviously wanted to keep any of these newcomers out of that one, any of these, you know, crazy freshman Congress people that they put in there with the crazy things that they're saying is the last thing that she wants to have happen. So, again, here's someone that hasn't been elected, that doesn't hold any office right now. So it really doesn't hurt them in any way.
Have you heard of Apple's FaceTime?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
My kids do. It drives me bonkers. I don't.
Well, apparently, it's very easy to hack, and people can actually have your microphone turned on when you don't even know that they're in there. Apple is telling everybody to stop using Facebook until at least the end of the week when they believe they will have a correction for it, solution, a simple patch that will stop the FaceTime folks from being hacked, because that was what was going on.
Yeah, it was some little trick that you have to play. It was kind of funny, is that nobody really knew about it unless, you know, they let the word out. So, again, it's against someone trying to cover their rear ends in regards to this thing that, we have a little bug here in the system, and they're going to have to go about fixing it.
Now, the Fed is going to meet today, right?
Yes.
What are we going to expect to hear out of that? And will it have a bearing, once again, on the stock market, which just seems to go bonkers over anything?
Well, not as bonkers as it used to over the Fed, but it's, you know, I think this meeting is going to be important. People trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be happening with the economy moving forward. Again, you get all the people out there talking recession, and I kind of laugh at this stuff. I'm like, would you let it go? You know, get up and go to work in the morning and not worry about a damn recession. It's not going to hurt you. You'll be just fine. But again, they need to find stuff to talk about. And, yeah, there'll be a lot of discussion today about what the Fed has to say.
Well, the futures right now are up slightly for the day. You know, this is when they start popping around there, and they're up not a lot, but a little, both the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. So we'll see how that all plays out, right?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's over the course of a day, so it's not important.
Now, the other thing is the Treasury's has a finalist that's on Trump's World Bank list. Who is this guy named Malpass?
Oh, he's a lawyer, another economist. You've heard his name before. He's been.
I have.
He's kind of an inside the Beltway guy. He's been around for a while. You know, economist that's well known, well written. You know, the usual suspects. I basically liken economists, Matt, to tarot card readers. That's the same level I put them in. Yeah, they're a lot of theory, more often than not, not right.
Well, years ago, I served in the military with a guy by the name of Mac Malpass, real nice guy from High Point, North Carolina. And that's how I knew the name, and I said, man, I wonder if that's my buddy.
No, it's that same guy.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. But anyway, and it looks like as if we're going to have another situation, possibly the recession sign that's out there. Some people say, yeah, it's coming. Other people go, no, the economy's still moving along. I'm going to try to be an optimist here and say that we're going to be just fine.
Well, I mean, even if we get it, because, you know, more than likely there may be a recession within the next couple of years, may or not. That doesn't change what I'm going to do over the course of the day, and it shouldn't change what you're going to do over the course of the day. It's absurd.
By the way, are you worried about dementia?
Oh, you know, it's one of the things that scares me most in the world, actually.
Okay, well then, try drinking champagne. It protects the brain from dementia. just saying, it's out there today.
I didn't realize. I'm not a big champagne guy, but I might do it. But I a good story medically yesterday that those Israeli scientists,
yes,
got a major announcement in regards to cancer, and
they did.
You know, I didn't really report. I'm like afraid to talk about it because I don't want to jinx it. So, you know, God willing, they can get that taken care of, and then they can move on to the next thing, which would be Alzheimer's and dementia.
Okay, well, the music is coming up my ear. We'll let you go, and we'll catch your program over there on our sister station. Thank you.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, his website is The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, again, you can go over there, find out what stations are playing him over near you in your neighborhood. And, of course, he's got the big weekend show that comes on all around the country on over 200 radio stations. He's been on for, I believe, about 18 years now, same as me, on the weekend. Okay, coming up, Colonel Jim Warshuk, who's going to talk with me about Venezuela and some other stuff. We'll be right back with the Colonel's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.